Here's an easy one for you. Very simple. Not hard to employ as a tactic. One of those things, and it just leads into considering this job to be very dangerous. So always alert means always alert. It means really understanding your five senses and the things you must pick up on as a law enforcement officer, even if one who doesn't want to do anything. I just saw a guy parked in the middle of the road over here, which I thought was very smart. And he had his window cracked. I mean, if you look at these cars, these police officers sitting in the middle of these very accessible locations. And whether you're writing a report in that location, which I think is inherently wiser than trying to park in a parking lot and write a report, this way it's harder to get to you. What I mean by that is like thinking the position of where you're going to write your report or observe traffic. Be alert. And what I saw he had was his window probably about rolled down about 6 inches, 8 inches, which is a great idea. Matter of fact, when you're on patrol, rolling around with the window cracked 6 to 8 inches will give you much more of a dynamic of having advantage tactically, because you can hear and things that may be happening around you that you wouldn't be able to hear in today's modern technology of vehicles. I mean, it is quiet in cars. It is very quiet. There are things going on that you may not be able to hear if you have your window rolled up and completely closed off. So I would constantly, when I patrolled, unless it was completely insane weather where I couldn't have the window open, like crazy thunderstorm, or it was snowing and snowing heavily. Didn't matter if it was too hot or too cold. I always drove around with a window cracked. And there's something to be said about being in a pursuit with the window cracked and some physics there. But overall, if you're cruising around, you should have those windows cracked open. You should be listening to what's going on. And I really want to beg all of you to please keep in mind that wherever you're a sitting duck. So you want to be sitting in places where it does not give you people the opportunity to walk up on you and take advantage. We've seen that a couple times this year where police officers have lost their lives based on being sitting ducks in the middle of nowhere, working construction jobs or traffic jobs, writing a report. It happens, guys. It happens, especially in bigger cities. So you got to think about, they want vigilance. They want you to be somewhere. Put yourself in a position where, you know, maybe have your back up to a wall where people can't get to you, and you can at least use your peripheral vision to your advantage. And if you're writing a report or you're going to write a summons, whatever it may be, you know, taking that extra time and opportunity to look up every few seconds, every 10 seconds, every 15, explore, make sure nothing's going on around you. That advice might save your life. It isn't always going to be what you think it is. And I guarantee you, the people who have lost their lives in the line of duty, if we could speak to them, they would say the same thing. Didn't think it was going to be me. It isn't always what you think it's going to be. Don't treat every service call like it's just a service call. Be vigilant. You don't got to be a psychopathic tactical lunatic, but you've got to be very aware of your surroundings. It's not treating this job like it won't take your life at any second. So that's just some really simple thing to do, is to crack your window while you're working. And you know, get used to it. I don't know what you call it. I mean, you do what you want. You understand? Like, you guys do what you want. I'm only here to deliver a message. So when I have this message, instead of keeping it to myself, like every instructor here, I decide to share it with all of you. So hopefully you find value in that today, of keeping that window cracked. Be safe out there, everybody.